I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Gabriel Neumann. Gabriel is a digital strategist. He solves business problems implementing technology. So if you could imagine that you are a retailer, what do you think it would be like to have Google Analytics running in your store? These are some of the issues that Gabriel deals with. And I want to also say that Gabriel is based in Mexico, and I'm pleased that Gabriel is the first guest that I'm having on this show from Mexico. So Gabriel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. And nice to be in the show today.
So I wondered if we could start off, just tell us a little bit about your background and what it means to be a digital strategist.
Yeah, my background is I'm a mechatronic engineering. I'm a robotic and programming stuff. And I started to be trying to solve problems about businesses. And what I found is that integrating the hardware with the software is something that all the business needs in order to solve real problems, not only the hardware. So I tried to start putting some words in the mind. Right now, digital strategy is something that everybody is doing and that everybody will know. And that is why I'm building my name as a digital strategist.
You know, it's interesting that you mention how important it is to focus on solving business problems. One of the things that I find for so many people who are in technical or professional fields where they have expertise, they are really good at using their skill set to solve problems, but they're not necessarily business problems. So they might be a hardware problem or a software problem or a legal problem or an accounting problem or a marketing problem, but not necessarily an overall business problem.
Some of the cases, there are, what you say, the problem that you say, some marketing issues, some,
accounting, legal, software. Yeah, security.
And everything like that, but you need to everything is going to your business and it reflects in your business. So that is why I'm trying to find where is the problem, where is coming, and from there, giving a solution using hardware or software, depending on what is the needs that they have.
So what's a typical example of a kind of business problem that you might solve?
Right now, I'm focusing a lot of energy in retail and also in energy consumption. For example, one of my clients is a manufacturer of mango, disecado from dry solar.
Yes.
And the problem they have is they want to solve reduce the energy consumption, and they wanted to put a solar panel in order to generate electricity. But the main thing that they didn't find out is the main problem they have is about the gas and not from electricity. So we go with them and we find what is the problem and we find the technology that they need to use in order to solve that problem. So, and after implementing that, then they achieve better return of investment in doing the things they needed. And in retail, for example, is that I told you, is if you have a store and you have a lot of branch and you know where to put the marketing info, you need to install some software in order to see where the people are rounding, where they're moving, so you can take better decisions with that.
So, Gabriel, how did you realize that being able to do a diagnostic around the business problem was really critical?
I think it's critical because if we say in Mexico that you go like a borras, you go and you put the money on side and you know where you're going to be doing. So analyzing that and giving that to the business owner is having some comfort and some, that you're an expertise on that and give you a lot of expertise on the solving your problem. And they will give you more projects to work with.
That's great. And now, in terms of your own business, what have been some of the ups and downs for you as you've been developing your business?
Wow, I have a lot of up and downs. Even last year, it was the downest year for me. I needed to close one of my businesses because we have a lot of problems about paying our salaries and paying to our customers, to our people. So we needed to close last year. I think it's in the beginning of the January, and from there to I think 1 or 2 months ago, it's starting to roll up again. So that is something that I'm pledged to go and try to get out of that really, really bad economic and situation. And it have a lot of things. It's also my health go down, but right now I'm covering that.
When things start to turn sour or start to go downhill, that can be a real challenge in terms of what we need to do, but also how we feel as the business owner. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what it felt like when you realized that things were not going so well.
Yeah, sure. I was we last I think it was 2014 was for me one of the craziest year of my year because I was given my child was born and I'm trying to go and I have a good projects and I have good things going on but never go like the next step. So I never go and have money to spend on marketing on spend on something. And also in my house, I have a lot of economical things because even if you don't know, in Mexico to have a child is the same expensive as in the States. If you go to the private sector and not to go to the public, public is a lot cheaper, but you're gonna go and we wanna go to the public hospitality to have everything. So the economic on my house was strange. And the economic on the business was strange, but the happiness in the house was excellent. So one of the things that keep me out of that bad move was my kid. That is why I was able to go and pass everything that I have.
Right. So having your first child is a great experience, but obviously it has its financial complications for the household, and at the same time, I'm sure it takes significantly more personal time to be involved with your family than before you had a child. And at the same time, if business is going downhill, that can be a real challenge.
Yeah, was business going down, I needed to go and enter to a regular job that I'm currently having right now because if not, it was even to be possible to me to pass that area. So also my ego was hurt. I never want to go to work with this guy, but I needed to do it in order to have my family going up again.
Right. So, how did you address, you mentioned that your ego was hurt. How do you address some of those feelings, like your ego being hurt or needing to do something that you may not really have wanted to do because economically it makes sense to do it. How do you address the feelings that you're having, and how do you get help to overcome them?
I went with when my friend, one of my friends that is a coach, and I started talking about that and talking about what is happening to myself. And he say, okay, think about that is a project that you are working and not a job that you are taking. And that is was my approach since then. And I took that job as a project that I'm working in order to help. And I don't care. And that helped me a lot in order to pass that part of my feeling and part of my thing. And right now I'm trying to go out and doing myself in order to do it. And then I take it like a job, a project, not in a job.
So that's actually a great tip for our listeners, which is when you are in a situation where you may not have the kind of control that you would like to have, think about it like as an entrepreneurial project, where it's a step along the way in implementing your plan that will help you fulfill your dreams.
That was one past because I needed to have it. I needed to have that security for money in that place. Even if the payroll in Mexico is crazy, you can go like engineering and they pay you $1,000. That is the salary that you pay the engineering pays, or even in sales in a good position in Mexican company, they will pay you $2,000 no more per month. So that is that I needed that money in order to pass everything. And since last month, the company that I worked, they decided to reduce me on a half that price, and I was able to and doing a lot of things to don't pass me again and don't be in problems with that thing.
Yeah, that's a great example. So Gabriel, looking at what it is you dream that your business or professional life will become, what are some of your aspirations? What do you hope to be able to achieve?
One of my previous goals and my goals that I have is to be helpful for the humanity in Mexico and in the country, that we can go out and have some security and have some going out in the streets and walk, because it's an insecure place right now. So I'm trying to do everything from education, from trying to solve some security problems down here and giving some good work in to the Mexicans, because I think that two things are what all the world and the political things are issuing. They don't have education and we don't have a good salary in Mexico.
Right. So basic needs that will provide comfort for yourself and your family are really the key to help achieving something that can benefit people worldwide.
I will focus right now in Mexico. That is something that I'm focusing, because I see a lot of people doing a lot of good stuff in Guatemala and in Africa and stuff like that. Then in Mexico, you don't hear a lot of things. Now I want to be able to give education to people, because that is something a key factor for the country to go up, and also for you in the States. If Mexico is okay, you will be okay, because less immigration will go over there, illegal immigration, because you will have also good immigration to the States, and also you will have a good providers. Mostly all the stores that you have, they are built in Mexico.
That's great advice, and I think something that we can all look forward to. Gabriel, what do you think is most needed to help a business or an organization get through a plateau and start to create success that can really be scaled on a large level?
For me, in order to know what is happening, is to assume that you have a problem. It's like that you assume that you are in a position, in a bad position. That will take you in the first step to understand where you are, to understand what you have to do in order to go, and plan. Because if you don't plan, you will never go out of that movement. You need to plan what the steps, how we're going to be achieving that steps in order to pass through your problem and pick a goal.
What's an example of a plan that you've created that you've been able to implement and create some success that you see as being really leveraging or scaling where you came from?
Okay, for what I told you, that I was not broke, because broke, I think, is the bank will not give you money and stuff like that. But I was in a position that I will not ever be to pay my bills each month. And I still don't have achieved that goal. But my first step was to get a job. And I get a job. To get a job, I needed to do different things in order to do. And after that, I decided to start putting my skills outside the job in order to achieve more income, and to start building some momentum in order to achieve that economical thing. And from there, I will be, after I finish that thing, I will start putting more and building some education stuff in order to to achieve my personal goal.
And that's actually a great example of creating a plan that has A, achievable steps, and B, has long-term possibility for growing significantly bigger. What do you see, given the nature of technology and the communication tools that we have in the world today, what do you see as some of the possibilities to help people who are in a position like yours to really reach outside their immediate sphere to be able to create some great business opportunities? You know, as an example, you and I are now speaking on this podcast. We're in different countries, different time zones. We grew up speaking different languages, but here we are speaking about issues in common. What do you see as some of the possibilities that people like you can take advantage of to be able to help achieve their goals?
The first thing that I see in that stuff, for me, studying English was crazy. I started to speak English at year 17. I never speak English. I know a lot of things like really movies, but I couldn't get like an orange. Stenosis going out for my mouth when I was 18 years old. So that is part what I think education will be something that I will be putting on. Like if you go to the mountains in Mexico, they will not have internet, they will not have water, and they will need to go and take things outside. So water, some like basic information for medical. That is something that will change the world and change the things that we can do it. For example, there is a project in water organization, water charity, that giving water in Africa, and in Guatemala they building schools. So that is something that they can put together with technology, and they can leverage all the things that we can have in our hands right now in order to achieve their personal goals.
So education, having a common language, what else?
For part of of technology?
Yes.
Everything that have to be with an Internet of Things, connecting things to the Internet so they can be putting together. That is something that will be the future, I think. And with video and with Internet, with the things, with the hardware.
And in your business world, in your sector, what do you see as some of the trends that involve digital technology?
Connecting everything to the cloud. That is something that is more important than the speed of implementation. That is something that is putting my mouth to moving fastly. How to connect a sensor in order to put to the cloud, in order to give more information to another people so they can see what is happening and achieve their goals.
What's an example of something that is now, that you see moving to the cloud that people may not think about as cloud-based?
It go from light signals. It goes from sensors, every part of the building. Every building will have a sensor to see how much water they're consuming, how many gas they're consuming, and they are going to the cloud right now.
And why would it be important for building sensors to be cloud-based?
They can communicate and they can do benchmark, and you will like everything that is putting in together in a dashboard, you can read better. And if you can communicate between buildings, you can understand what is the difference between what is happening in building A with building B, and try to do a similar thing in order to save energy and to communicate with them in order to be more effective.
Right. So understanding best practices and benchmarks and being able to analyze that from a remote site.
Remote, yeah. For example, I have a client that is a hotel chain in Mexico, and they reducing a lot of operation people in order to build an hotel, because they know what is best for their branch, and they can put together to another hotel and to continue grow. They're reducing also the the amount of people, the hardware they're using. So that understanding what is happening and what happening in real time, they will get also to reduce more hardware in order to save money and give to the clients less more efficient work.
Right. So if you're leading or managing a business with multiple locations, being able to see what's happening from a remote central location is really important.
It will be important, and it will take you a lot of knowledge about your buildings and about your business.
Right, and the knowledge will help you be more efficient, more effective, save money, and be able to grow and replicate in new locations much more successfully.
And you will reduce a lot of money on that.
And you'll save a lot of money.
Yeah.
Gabriel, who do you know personally who is really doing remarkable work?
In terms of in what time of terms you are talking, because I know a lot of people that are doing a lot of good work in the part of business, and also doing a good work in part of helping people in order to go.
Do you see, is there somebody that you see doing both that you would like to mention?
Yeah, I want a friend of mine that is going, like, he runs a parking, I don't know how do you say, ballet parking company, and also doing some social work. That is a good friend for mine that is, I would like to encourage him to go and trying to learn about him.
What's his name, and what's the name of his business?
His name is Gabriel Shannon, and the name of his business is Cherut.
And is that based where you are in Mexico?
Yeah, it's based in Mexico City also.
What's remarkable about how he's combining the valet parking service with sounds like something that has some social good to it?
He has like a project that like some part of his earnings go to the project, to the social work, and he also working with a lot of social. So he is going to the community and he helps the community, and besides that he puts like a little money on that part to go to the community.
A great example of somebody who's doing who's running a good business and also improving the social fabric of the community that he serves.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's great. And what are you working on now? What's really exciting for you?
Right now, I'm excited to, like, everybody in the digital side is talking about productizing a service, and I'm trying to servitize a product. So that is something that is going to me, because I'm trying to put like a lot of security cameras and everything that I do, like a build for the retail, to start putting like a service and not like a product.
So you're trying to reverse the paradigm and
yeah,
create a service from a product.
Yes.
And why is it that people may not be thinking about doing that?
I think because all in the space that I'm building, everybody see like a product, and everything is going like product, and how to put a product in more shelves. And I think we need to do some changes in order to be more professional and to win more things.
Okay, so who might be a good candidate for creating a service out of a product?
Everybody that works with a product, because you will use your product as a tool in order to build something and to service something. For example, that is something that it happened a lot. You have the phone companies, the wireless companies, and they use your phone in order to give you a service. So the service that you are having is the communication and the Wi-Fi and the internet, but you will need a product in order to solve that problem.
That's great.
That is something that everybody is knowing, but no looking like a service with a product.
Right. They focus more on the products than on the services. So,
yes.
And how can people learn more about you and learn more about some of the elements that you just described, like how they would create a service out of a product? How can they learn more about you?
I have a blog. It's my name, GabrielNewman.com, with a U. And I also active on Twitter, GNewman. And I have my LinkedIn profile that you can go and share with everybody, and you can see what I'm doing right now.
That's great. Well, we'll include all these links in our show notes so people can go to our website and find them and connect with you. And I think it's been a really fascinating discussion today about what it's like to be an entrepreneur, to also straddle the boundaries between employment and entrepreneurship. Sometimes we end up going back and forth. We might prefer one over the other, but sometimes necessity requires us to be in both worlds. We also spent a lot of time talking about what it feels like when things are going downhill and what we need to do to reverse that and how we get help and how we get support. So thank you for sharing your experiences with us. My guest today has been Gabriel Newman, a digital strategist based in Mexico. Thank you again, Gabriel, for joining us.
Thank you, David. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. What has your experience been getting help when you've hit a plateau? What would you like to learn through this podcast that would give you the support you need? Connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter to continue the discussion. Please share this episode with your colleagues and friends, and it would help a great deal if you'd write a review on iTunes so that new people can find us. I hope you've enjoyed what you've learned. I know your time is precious, and I want to thank you for spending some of it with us today.